This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes with us here on the Invisible War radio program. And I want to thank you for standing with us. I want to thank our sponsors, particularly our mission travel. We're getting into the travel season. And if you have a mission trip scheduled, or if the Lord is leading you to take a trip overseas to share your testimony with another land and another place, let me encourage you, go to our website. Click on their banner. It's ourmissiontravel.com. That's ourmissiontravel.com. These wonderful folks are standing ready to help you with all your travel needs in the name of the Lord Jesus. The time we spend together today on this program may just well be the most important moments of your life. This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. We in the Invisible War Ministry believe the Bible is true when it speaks of a real devil and a real hell. We believe the Bible is true when it speaks of angels and of demons. We believe the Bible is true when it tells us that we are in a great battle. There is a battle for the very souls of people everywhere. A battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 13 puts it this way, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, to stand firm. Because of the onslaught of Satan in these last days before the coming of our Lord Jesus, it is critically important that the body of Christ become equipped to engage in this battle with the forces of darkness. Satan is unleashing his fury upon our children, upon our families, and upon our churches in a way that we have never known in our lifetime. The very lives of our children are at stake. I heard just the other day of a 5-month-old baby that had been born to a mother that had been involved previously in witchcraft. This child has been tormented day and night without rest, screaming continuously every day of this precious child's life. I know of 2 4-year-old children that have had to be institutionalized because of the evil ones that have been given access to them through their family's generational sin. Christ offers us His freedom over the powers and schemes of the evil one. I want to ask you today, are you free? Are you experiencing the freedom that Christ bought for you when He died at Calvary? Are you? I didn't ask if you were saved. Now, you need to be saved, born again, born of the Spirit to receive the freedom of Christ. Yes, but did you know you can be saved and still not walk in the freedom of Christ? The freedom of Christ is available to everyone who will put their trust in Christ, but it is not automatic. Yes, it's available to everyone who will trust Jesus as Savior, but freedom in Christ is not automatic. All of us can make a painful list of those who have had to forsake their ministries because they were not able to walk in the freedom of Christ. In the series that we began last week on the blood of Jesus, unlocking the supernatural power of God in your life. If you missed last week, let me encourage you to go back. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and any and all programs that you may have missed, you can download for free. They're available to you at your convenience, and again, they are free. This second program in this series, the blood of Jesus, unlocking the supernatural power of God in your life. I want us to look today at the truth that it is through the blood of Jesus we enter into the new eternal covenant of God. Let me say it again. It is through the blood of Jesus that we enter into the new eternal covenant of God. Would you get your Bible and turn with me to Hebrews 12, verse 24? We find these words, "And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel." And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, the Bible says, "Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood," here it is, "of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord." What do we mean when we say the word covenant? What does covenant mean? The dictionary states it this way. It's an agreement, usually formal, between two or more persons to do or not to do something specified. With regard to the context of the Bible, we understand that a covenant is the unconditional and sometimes conditional promises made to man, made to humanity by God as revealed in Scripture. Promises of protection, promises of provision, promises of healing and the like, such as the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12 through 17, and the covenant made with David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 16. And the Mosaic covenant we find in Ezekiel chapters 19 through 24. For our discussion on the invisible war today, I want us to look at, number one, the reasons for God's covenants with man. Why did God make covenants with man? And number two, the necessity of the new covenant through Christ's blood. First of all, let's look at the reasons why God made certain covenants with His people. What do these ancient covenants mean to us today? The first thing I want us to see is God wanted a relationship with man, and He wants a relationship with you. Each covenant establishes a relationship between Holy God and man. Look with me at Zephaniah 3:17. Would you hear the heartbeat of God towards His people? "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in His love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." Some translations put it this way: He dances over us. He celebrates over us in His love with great joy. And in Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, look at what God requires of each of His people. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. He wants us to love and to serve him. He wants us to obey him for the purpose of our safety and our good. God's commandments were given to protect us. They are for our good. Patty and I have had the privilege of rearing three children, and now they're having their children. It's a wonderful season in the Randall family. Next Christmas, we're going to have two more sharing the joy of Christmas with us. They'll be infants. It's exciting. But I want you to know, I have to, as a father, I had to discipline my children. I had to set down rules. I had to give them parameters. There were certain things that they were not to do. Why? Because I was mean? They thought so, I'm sure, many times. No, because I loved them. I wanted to protect them. They weren't supposed to play in the street by themselves. They weren't supposed to go certain places. They weren't supposed to play with fire. And God's commandments, his covenants that he's made through his word, are for our good, not for our destruction. They are for our safety. Why? Because he loves us. I want you to know, God loves you. And secondly, each covenant God has made with man is showing us that he is faithful to his word. What is at stake in the covenants of God is not merely the obedience or disobedience of man, but the character of Almighty God. The covenants of God show us that God is always true to his word. God is faithful. No matter what, God is faithful. In fact, look with me at Exodus 32, verse 7 through 14. Here we have God's people. While Moses was with God, they returned to worshiping the false gods, the demons of Egypt. God was so angered that he wanted to destroy all of them. Look with me at how Moses reminded God of his promises that he made to his people. Again, Exodus chapter 32, 7 through 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed to it, and said, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, and behold, they are an obstinate people. Now then, let me alone, that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them, and I will make of you a great nation.'" Notice what Moses' response was, his intercession, his pleading with Holy God in verse 11. "Then Moses entreated the Lord his God and said, 'O Lord, why doth thine anger burn against thy people, whom thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak, saying, "With evil intent, he brought them out to kill them into the mountains and to destroy them from the face of the earth"? Turn from thy burning anger and change thy mind about doing harm to your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel." And here it is: "Thy servants, to whom thou didst swear by thyself, and didst say to them, 'I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens, and all this land of which I have spoken, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" Verse 14, "So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people." What Moses is saying: God, you promised. It's according to your word. You promised. What is at stake is your word. Each covenant God has made with man is to establish his faithfulness to his word. Oh, please hear me today. God's promises are true and faithful. More certain than the sun coming up tomorrow are the promises of God. Now let's look at our time remaining at this eternal covenant that God has made with man through Christ's blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. Hear it with your heart. And for this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, in order that since a death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. The covenant God made with man through Jesus is eternal. It's eternal. God has made an eternal covenant with man through the blood sacrifice of Jesus, which is to say, please hear it with your heart, it is without end. No matter what, God's love, God's provision, God's power, God's healing, God's victory, all that he has done for us through Jesus' blood is eternal. It cannot ever change. Why? Why? Because it was bought for you and me through the sacrifice of Christ. Churches may fail, but Jesus never fails. Circumstances may change, but God's love for you will never change. People may come and go, but God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Economies and banks may fail, but his provision is according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Demons may attack and attempt to steal and kill and to destroy, but the victory we have through the blood covenant in Christ always wins the victory. Oh, hear the word, even though death may come, even though it may come through the blood covenant with Christ, we will never die. Never! Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 through 57. We are joint heirs with Christ. Everything that God has given Jesus when he raised him from the dead belongs to everyone. Everyone who has come into this new eternal covenant with God through Christ's blood. I want to ask you today, is the eternal covenant through Christ's blood, is it yours? Do you have that kind of understanding that this eternal, unchanging covenant that God made with man through Christ's blood, do you know today that it's yours? Have you come to receive this blood covenant as your own? You may say, Dr. Randall, how in the world do I enter into this eternal covenant that God has offered to me? The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name. Would you pray with me today? It's as simple as asking for God to give what he has bought for you at Calvary. Would you receive his gift? You do it by prayer. I wish I could do it for you. I wish I had the words, the prayer to pray that everyone would be saved instantly. But God gives you a choice. And I implore you today, I encourage you, I beg you, as the Apostle Paul says, we beseech you, we beg you, by the mercies of God, that you not receive the grace, the gift of God in vain. Receive it right now. Would you do it? Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I need you. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I need you. I have disobeyed you and your holy laws. I know that you love me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. All that you have for me, I receive right now. I choose to follow and obey you from this day forth, all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. If you've prayed with me just now, would you allow me to share the joy of the victory in your life? Would you contact me? You can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can call me toll-free. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know of your victory today in Jesus. Let me share in this most important moment, the most important moment in your life. Welcome to the family of God. And receive now the covenant that God has made with you, eternal, new covenant, through the blood of Jesus. Now I want to thank the many of you that have enabled us to continue this ministry on radio. Thank you for standing with us. If you have any travel needs, let me encourage you to go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and you will find a link there to our mission travel. Click on their link, ourmissiontravel.com. That's ourmissiontravel.com. If you're preparing to share the gospel around the world, these wonderful Christian folks are there to help make your travel the best it can be as you go and share your faith. That's ourmissiontravel.com. This is Rob Randall, and I want to share my heart with you. The Invisible War radio program is a faith ministry. We are on the radio because we believe that folks need the truth that has the power to set them free. We are in a subject matter that has been hugely ignored by the church. And yet it is New Testament. And that's the subject of spiritual warfare. So many today have large budgets in their churches that undergird radio ministry. God bless them. May their tribe increase. I bless them in Jesus' name. But that's not the case for this ministry. If we are to remain on this station, I need to hear from many of you today. I want to ask 100 of you. There are many more who listen to this program week after week. We're in our fifth year of broadcasting here on this station. But I need to hear from at least 100 of you today. If we're to remain on the air, I need to hear from you. And I need to hear from you today. Would you give $100? Maybe you can do more than that. But I need to hear from 100 of you. And I need for you to give $100 today. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can donate there or you can send it through the mail. That's fine. Rob Randall, Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Once again, we need 100 of you to give $100 for us to be able to stay on the air. If you will give, whatever you can do, please do it today. But we need 100 of you to give $100. And I need to hear from you today. Thank you for praying. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, it is now time for you to respond. Thank you for giving. Thank you for enabling us to continue this wonderful ministry of cleansing on the radio. Thank you. From all of us on the Invisible War. Now, as you can tell in this study, it is so rich, talking about the covenant of God, the blood of the Lord Jesus, and the access we have with the Father through His blood. Stay with us as we continue to build a foundation to help unleash the supernatural power of God in your life, right here on The Invisible War. That's next time on The Invisible War. I'll see you then.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.